This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After days of delays, the UN Security Council passed a resolution on aid to Gaza.
It's a watered-down resolution calling for speeding up aid deliveries to Gaza civilians.
We must find a path forward to end the misery.
But the resolution does not include the original call for also suspending hostilities between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. and Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield had vetoed that, saying it would only embolden Hamas. That led to days of high-level talks over how to avoid another veto. The U.S. today joined Russia in abstaining, allowing the resolution to pass 13-0. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Friday that the way Israel's conducting its military operation in the Gaza Strip is creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside the Palestinian enclave of 2.3 million people.
The real problem is that the way Israel is conducting this offensive is creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside Gaza. An effective aid operation in Gaza requires security, staff who can work in safety, logistical capacity, and the resumption of commercial activity. These four elements do not exist.
He also urged Israeli authorities to lift restrictions on commercial activity immediately, minutes before his press of the United Nations Security Council approved a toned down a bid to boost humanitarian aid to Gaza. Czech police are investigating why a student went on a days-long violent rampage, culminating in a shooting at the university he attended in Prague that left 14 dead and dozens wounded. This is VOA News. Video reveals authorities knew the man who shot and killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, was a threat, but felt confronting him was unsafe.
The video, released to the Portland Press Herald and sent to the AP, documents a call a month before the shooting between Sheriff Sergeant Aaron Schofield and Army Reserve Captain Jeremy Reamer. Reamer said Robert Card was hospitalized in July after exhibiting erratic behavior while training. He still had access to weapons and had threatened to shoot up an Army Reserve Center.
I don't think this is going to get any better.
Schofield was following up about the potential threat posed by Card.
There's a process that we're supposed to go through to seize their weapons if they are deemed a danger to themselves or others. So that, you know, that obviously is a hurdle we have to deal with. But at the same time, we don't want to throw a stick of dynamite into a pool of gas either and make things worse.
A month later, Card carried out the attacks at a bowling alley and a restaurant in Lewiston. He was found dead 2 days later of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexico's president says he is willing to help with the crush of migrants that led to the closure of border crossings with the United States. But in exchange, he wants the U.S. government to open talks with Cuba. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador also offered Friday to negotiate with Venezuela, whose people make up a large part of the surge of migrants at the U.S. border. Also Friday, U.S. authorities reopened two Texas border railroad crossings and released figures showing more arrests for border crossings in November. The U.S. Supreme Court says no to a quick ruling on former U.S. President Donald Trump.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by Special Counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special Counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The holiday travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers than last year. U.S. airlines are predicting a blockbuster holiday season and a projected confidence they can handle the crowds after hiring thousands of pilots, flight attendants, and other workers seeking to avoid the delays and suspensions that marred travel last year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.